This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On today's Wellness Wednesday, a breath of fresh air with Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. You know, we've talked in the past, Ryan, about how it's important to focus on the pen and not the overall barn. So let's talk about pen type and its impact on air quality. And what have you found through the years in your work?
Yeah, it's where I really like to start the conversation when I'm talking to people about ventilating. What's the feeding style that the farm wants to utilize? And from there, oftentimes the feeding style will lead to the type of pen we use, and then the type of pen we use will lead to the type of ventilation system that best ventilates those pen styles. And so, for example, if somebody says, I really want to do group feeding with an auto feeder, then we know for a fact that we are going to look at group housing with calves. And whenever we have group housing, whenever I look at the type of penning that we're going to use in a barn, I always consider the amount of obstructions at calf level to airflow. And what I mean by that is if we look at auto feeders and group housing, they're wide open spaces generally separated with some gates or cattle panels or something. But generally speaking, at the calf level, the barn is very, very open. And what that means from a ventilation perspective is we can use all sorts of ventilation. Pretty much every ventilation tool could potentially be successful in a barn like that. We can do curtains with natural ventilation and panel fans for summer heat abatement. We can do tunnel ventilation. We can do cross ventilation. We can do positive pressure tube ventilation. Whenever we have wide open spaces with very little airflow obstructions, we really have a lot of different ventilation tools at hand. Conversely, if a farmer says, I want to do individual calf feeding and individual pens, typically, we're looking at individual pens which have two solid sides between calves. Now, that can be anything from plywood to the nicer plastic models that clip together. But when we have solid panels in between calves, that is really going to change how we look at calf barn ventilation. Now, the solid panels have been proven to be protective. University of Wisconsin-Madison did some research and found that putting panels in between calves and limiting nose-to-nose contact helps keep calves healthy. But what that does is each one of those solid panels creates an airflow obstruction, and it makes it very, very hard to get fresh air down into the calf pen itself. And so while in group pens, where we have wide open spaces, we could easily tunnel ventilate the barn and get air at the calf level, it becomes much harder to tunnel ventilate. In fact, I would argue that tunnel ventilation almost doesn't work at all in barns with individual pens because we'll just suck air over the top of the pens, but we don't have anything drive it down into the pens. So if a farmer is looking at rows of individual penning, my argument would be that we almost exclusively have to look at positive pressure tube ventilation to force air down into those pens from above them. And that's what I found to be the most successful. And even putting a tube directly above the pen and just blowing air straight down kind of negates those obstructions of the solid panels, and we just get air right into the pen space that way. And when thinking about individual pens, it's not only the solid sides are important, but having the front and the back of the pen as open as possible, allowing air to easily get out of the pen, is really important as well. There's a lot of different models out there, but generally speaking, the more open the front and the back of the pen, the better it is for air quality in the pen. Agroplastics is a company that came out with a product called the Flex Pen, and it's two plastic sides in between calves and then wire on the front and the back, and it's about the most breathable pen I've ever seen. So, again, just when we're looking at the housing and the ventilation, a lot of times people will add ventilation in as they see fit, but I really think we need to customize the ventilation to the type of penning. And if it's individual penning, stick with positive pressure tubes. If it's group housed, there's a lot of options that we can choose from at that point.
Yeah, what comes first, the pen or the ventilation? Well, obviously, it sounds like the penning.
Yeah, it's just best to pick your feeding style, pick the penning that will work with that feeding style, and then build your ventilation around the penning that you chose, that's for sure. And, you know, some of the simplest penning that I've ever seen work, one of my favorite barns I can think of, a producer in Minnesota, just has a wide-open machine shed, and he just takes lengths of cattle panel, ties them in a circle, and beds them very, very heavily. And it's great. I mean, the cattle panel provides really easy airflow in and out of the calf pen. He does spatially have to separate them farther apart so the calves can't touch. So from a footprint standpoint, those little makeshift cattle panel pens take up a lot more space than if you were to just make a roll of plastic 4x4x7 pens. But still, really easy air quality in the barn, and he's been very successful with that approach.
Thank you, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. To learn more about pen type and its impact on air quality, head to crystalcreeknatural.com. I'm Bill Baker with Dairy Radio Now.